Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Grace Marie's, we've already celebrated her 21st anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. She's been hanging out with us since 1998. We got her right out of elementary school. She's the president of the Gaylord Institute, founding member of the Consensus Group, co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. And she knows more about the private sector healthcare policy than anybody on the planet. And she's our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Such a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back. You testified before Congress recently, and I wanted you to give the audience a report on what you told the committee. It was the Committee on Rules in the U.S. House of Representatives. You were talking about the Medicare for All Act of 2019. What is that act, and why did you testify?
Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal of Washington State introduced a bill with Congresswoman Debbie Dingell that is probably the most, shall we say, extreme Medicare for All bill that has been proposed. It would completely turn our health sector over to the federal government within 2 years. Everyone would be on this new government program, which would really not look like Medicare, much, much more extensive and expansive than Medicare, including long-term care. And this
with Medicare, you've got choices, right?
You have a choice of whether or not to be on traditional Medicare or to have a private Medicare plan.
No, but I mean you can choose your own doctor with Medicare. You can come and go wherever you want to and use the doctors you want. That's the choice I'm talking about, can't you? With Medicare.
And that's exactly what they're saying would be available to you under Medicare for All. It would be like a completely open fee for service. Go see any doctor, any hospital, anytime you want. No premiums,
that's
no copay,
no
deductibles.
That's not what's really gonna happen, is it?
Well, they do believe this. They believe that if you get rid of all the administrative costs, all the waste, if you put the federal government in charge, it will not only be fairer, but it'll be cheaper.
More efficient and less waste. Let's put it in the government, more efficient. Whoever put those three terms together, the U.S. government, more efficient, less waste. Whoever put those three things together and believed them, who wasn't on some kind of drugs?
And the thing is, Jim, that they really believe that all of the problems will be solved if they can just get control of the whole system. The problem is they say it's so diverse, it's got too many choices, it's got too much inefficiency, it's got duplication, and in some ways that's true, but much of that is because of companies and individuals, physicians, trying to respond to federal government relations, regulations. They seem to think that you're going to get rid of all the paperwork if the government's in charge.
Is it part of the unhappiness with our medical system right now, the residual of Obamacare?
It is. I actually started my testimony that way, Jim, by saying that I absolutely, first of all, I agree that we share common goals in health reform. We want to get costs down. We want people to have more choices. We want to make sure we keep the quality of health care. We want to make sure the vulnerable are protected. We all agree on those goals. And I said, I also believe that one of the reasons that there is growing interest in this utopian proposal is because people are so angry with the current system. Even people who are insured are saying they cannot afford to get health care because their deductibles are so high. Mm-hmm. Their premiums are soaring. Mm-hmm. Small businesses are suffering from soaring premiums.
Obamacare decimated small businesses because it did not improve care. It did not improve. It cost doubled, and deductibility doubled for most of us in Obamacare.
And the reason, one of the reasons is because the government required so many things to be covered under Obamacare that it really took away the ability of companies to respond to consumers. They have to respond to these federal
And if we allow the government to control our health care like they're talking about, it would just be a matter of one tweak here, one tweak there by Congress, and before you know it, they have control over all of over everything, including who we can see and how much care we can get and when can we get an operation. That's not that far down the road, is it?
Well, the Medicare already has more than, 4,000 or 5,000 different codes of how much will be paid for individual services in different regions of the country. And, of course, there will have to be price control and actually global budgets in this new Medicare for All bill. So that if a hospital runs out of money.
I got to take a quick break. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, with Galen.org is her website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.